a boy. Each week, Sunday, we would go to church, pay attention to the priest, and he would read the holy word, consecrate the holy bread, and everyone would kneel and bow. Today, the only difference is everything is holy now. Everything, everything, everything is holy now. When I was in Sunday school, we would learn about the time Moses split the sea in two, and Jesus made the water wine. And I remember feeling sad, miracles don't happen still. Now I can't keep track, 'cause everything's a miracle. Everything, everything, everything's a miracle. Why? From water is not so small, but an even better magic trick said anything is here at all. So the challenging thing becomes not to look for miracles, but finding where there isn't one. When holy water was rare at best, I barely wet my fingertips. Now I have to hold my breath, like I'm swimming in a sea of it. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second-rate hand-me-down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy now. That'd be very hard to say. See another new morning come, say it's not a sacrament, I tell you that it can't be done. This morning outside I stood, I saw a little red-winged bird shining like a burning bush, singing like a scripture verse. Made me want to bow my head. I remember when church let out, how things have changed since then. Everything is holy now. Used to be a world half there, heaven's second-rate hand-me-down, but I walk it with a reverent air, 'cause everything is holy.
Good morning. My name is Jay Joyner. I'm honored to serve on your board of trustees. Welcome to everybody that's present and everybody who's online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand and on our website or on YouTube. This afternoon, you're invited to join a meditative walk on the Millennium Garden Labyrinth in Plymouth. You can meet us in Plymouth or sign up to ride the Unity bus departing from the church at 12:30. The Women of Unity will host a free circulation day event on Labor Day. We're currently collecting items that you are ready to release. Learn about drop-off times and what items we'll accept at the table in the garden corridor on our website. In particular, we would like to circulate children's clothing. Then on Labor Day, come back and shop for the new thing that you want in your life. It's free. September brings many opportunities at Unity Minneapolis. Our monthly healing and wellness service returns on September 5th at 7 p.m. A new weekly series, Sound and Silence, begins on Wednesday the 6th. Reverend Pat's Thursday morning book group begins on September 7th and will explore spiritual keys to aging well with special guests from our spiritual community. Rehearsals for the Unity Choir under the direction of Rachel Holder begin Thursday, September 7th. If you're interested in joining the choir, sign up in the garden court. Mark your calendars. Our annual community picnic is in 2 weeks on Sunday, September 10th. And our World Day of Prayer service will be Thursday, September 14th. You'll find details in your bulletin on the church website, Facebook page, or our weekly newsletter. You can also email or call the church. And now, please join Reverend Pat for our opening prayer.
Sweet Holy Spirit within, we take just a moment and pause, taking that deep breath together and just letting go. Grateful that we have gathered here today. Grateful for the opportunity to know our oneness with each other and our oneness with all that is. And for that, we say thank you. This morning, we're grateful that we know this divine presence within, known by many names, as peace, peace within, and therefore peace without. So with a heart full of gratitude, today we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. Let's do it again. Thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. We invite you to stand for our opening song. Let's applaud this day, okay?
My love go deeper.
Thank you, and please be seated. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time the quartet has sang for us since COVID. Am I right on that? I want to thank the quartet for being here. It feels so good to have you here today. It feels so good, so thank you. Also, this is a time where we welcome you. I hope you feel already welcome, but we welcome you. We're grateful that you're with us here in our sanctuary today. We're also grateful for those beautiful souls that are streaming with us today. You're an important part of this congregation. So if you feel comfortable in doing so, we invite you to open your chat. If you're online at unityminneapolis.org or if you're coming in through Facebook, let us know where you're coming in from so that we can really extend a wonderful welcome to you as well. We welcome you today. And today, if you're in our sanctuary, we'd like to also extend a special welcome to those that are guests today, or those that are the first time with us. So, my dear friends, we invite you to allow us to do that. We're going to do nothing real drastic, so we'll just take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. We've got guests here. We've got courage here. Keep your hands up, please, until our ushers get to you. That usher gets to you. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. All of that's important, and yet one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this, and that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these guests. You know, I don't think I ever tire of saying that. And you would not believe the number of people that give me feedback when we say that in this service. And so, you know, sometimes I go, oh, we say this every Sunday. And yet I must remember that for many people, they're hearing it for the first time. And so I want to just say, this is what we're about. We're about a welcoming, inclusive community. So grateful for our guests today. Oh, each and every Sunday, we affirm one of our statements. And today we are going to affirm our vision statement. Together, centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Let's do that again. Centered in spirit, we celebrate a world transformed by love, peace, and compassion. Gabby is going to read our daily word for us today. Gabby is a Unity, and we're so grateful to have you here today, Gabby.
Good morning. I hope you're all having an amazing Sunday. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You are invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box after the service. The prayer box is located in the garden court, where you may add your written request. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is world peace. We affirm, I join with others to build a peaceful world. The world's problems can feel so overwhelming and its needs so great that I may wonder how my individual efforts can make much of a difference, but every action I take can contribute to world peace. I remember there are people throughout the world who feel the way I do. So many are doing what they can to bring light and love to their neighborhoods and communities. I feel comforted realizing I am not alone in my efforts. Peace begins with each person and inspires others as it spreads, uniting all the world's people to live and thrive in harmony and cooperation. We are meant to live in peace. I hold that vision and offer compassionate service as a way to make my dream for world peace a reality for all of us. And scripture tells us in, let us then pursue what makes for peace and for mutual building, Romans 14:19. The word for today is world peace.
I invite you to join me in meditation. If you've not done so, I invite you just to gently close your eyes, shutting out the outside world and focusing your attention inward to that place that only you can go. Now, as you have focused your attention inward, begin to relax your body. Breathe deeply, letting go of any concerns that you may have. And just be present to the present moment. So this morning, I invite you to allow these words, perhaps, to be your words. I open my heart and I open my mind to behold the world around me with awe and wonder. The breath of God gives me life. The atoms of the universe vibrate with energy of one life and one love. The life of God renews my life as I choose life-affirming thoughts. I have life-affirming experiences, and my life is transformed. And I know that as I change my thoughts, my life changes. And I ascend to new heights of awareness, ascend to new heights of love, compassion for myself and others. And as I sin, my spiritual essence shines more brightly and affects my life and the lives of those around me. Every day is made new, not by what happens around me, but what happens within me. And with this understanding, with this consciousness of love that has been established here, I rest for a few moments in the stillness and in the silence. Thank you, God, for the quiet, the stillness, the silence, and a greater awareness of the love of God. And today we pray with those that have requested our prayers. We pray with those that have requested our prayers, giving thanks in advance for answered prayer. And today, we pray with those that hold us in prayer when we so often forget. We pray with our Unity Prayer Chaplains. We pray with our Unity Prayer Ministry. We pray with our Unity Healing Ministry and our Unity Cares Ministry. We hold all of these individuals in prayer as they continue to pray with us. So I invite you, if you would, just to take another deep breath with me. Gently open your eyes, knowing that indeed we have changed. We say thank you, God. Amen. Quiet,
Thank you. Glad that you're here. Especially for our guests, the year that we are currently in is dedicated to this idea of manifesting our individual and collective dreams. And specifically, the month of August is dedicated to prayer. Have you been picking that up if you've been attending this with us? Yeah. And so I firmly believe that when we weave and integrate prayer into our dreaming process, it's a way of crystallizing it, clarifying it, and energizing those dreams, more likely to bring them into manifestation. I have the pleasure of wrapping up this month's series, which would make me the...
Oh, sorry.
You are so trainable. Reverend Pat began this series talking about, and his lesson was praying with others. And he talked about the importance of praying with others versus praying for others. And he also talked about this idea that when we pray, we need to let go of the worry and release that, releasing that. Carla's lesson after that, our LUT, was all about praying for peace or praying peace. And she shared her very personal journey about how she moved to this place of expressing that peace from within. She was trying all sorts of things on the outside, but really found that peace within and was able to express that then. Our other LUT, Karen, talked about last week, and her lesson title was, Just Who Are You Praying To? And she introduced the five-step process for affirmative prayer. For those of you who are here, if I was in a bad mood, which I am not, I would do a pop quiz. But I will quickly remind you of her five steps. Number one, relaxation. It's all about relaxing the body. Open the heart, open the mind. Second step is concentration, stilling and focusing the mind. The third step was pausing, spending some time in that silence to listen deeply, listening to that still small voice within. And number four was that idea of realization, those ideas, those urgings that might be coming forth as we still and listen. And then the last step was step five, which is all about appreciation and gratitude. She suggested that each one of these individual five steps is a spiritual practice in and of itself. If you've been spending any time with us, you know that prayer and meditation particularly are the foundation of our unity movement worldwide, and it's also critical to who we are as Unity Minneapolis. Our co-founders, Charles and Myrtle Filmer, both use prayer in a very practical way to heal their physical bodies. In 1890, they began their prayer ministry, which was later became the Silent Unity. And Silent Unity is our worldwide prayer ministry that holds people of all faiths around the world in prayer. Here at Minneapolis, as I've been saying, prayer is the heart of everything that we do. Everything. And I'll suggest it is the silent, quiet engine, but it's a powerful engine that's behind everything here. Let me set some context. Myrtle Fillmore tells us, set aside regular periods every day for prayer, times that are most convenient for you. Use words of truth, and that's truth with a capital T, during your silence periods. As you change your thinking and bring it into line with truth principles, a transformation will take place in your consciousness. Your mind will become keen, awake, alert, illumined, and your body temple will be filled with new life. You will be inspired with new and practical ideas that will enable you to succeed in a larger way. Enabling you to succeed in a larger way. In other words, prayer is a practical tool that helps to manifest our dreams and bring them to life. By the way, have you ever heard that prayer is one of our five unity principles?
Yes.
God is. I am. I think. I pray. I live my life. You might find this surprising, but when I give a lesson, I like to do a little bit of research. You find that surprising? So, have you heard of, I'm assuming you've heard of artificial intelligence, yes?
Yeah.
And sometimes it goes by AI. And are you familiar with ChatGPT, which is a form of artificial intelligence? Well, this has become the rage. It came out just less than a year ago. And I never experienced it until this spring when my nephew from Russia was visiting at my home. And I had been hearing about this ChatGPT stuff, and GPT. I always want to call it GPS, but it's not. It's GPT. And so, and actually what it stands for is Generative Pre-trained Transformer, and it was launched less than a year ago. Anyway, so my nephew was visiting, and I said, Cola, are you familiar with ChatGPT? And he said, yeah, I use it all the time. I said, well, teach me or tell me about this. Let me try this out. And he said, sure. So he signed onto his account, and I said, you know what? I'm going to test this sucker. And I said, put into the system Unity five principles or something very simple like that, and within less than 60 seconds, it spit out a page, and it was theologically accurate in terms of our five principles. So anyways, cool stuff. And everything is God, as I like to say. And so when I was doing my research for today, I asked ChatGPT, what is affirmative prayer? Here's my response. Affirmative prayer is a form of prayer commonly associated with New Thought and metaphysical spiritual traditions. Yep. Unlike traditional prayer, which is often involves supplication and asking for divine intervention, affirmative prayer focuses on the power of positive thinking, intention, and aligning oneself with divine or universal consciousness. Check. In affirmative prayer, individuals express their desires, intentions, and goals as if they have already been realized. The practice is rooted in the belief that our thoughts influence our reality. Have you heard that before? So that's compliments of ChatGPT. So my talk is all about why affirmative prayer, and so I asked GPT, what are the benefits of affirmative prayer? And they spit out a list of about a dozen benefits. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I will share a few of them. One is a positive mindset. By focusing on positive outcomes and intentions, individuals can shift their thinking away from negativity and limitation. Second benefit that I'll highlight is increased self-awareness. As individuals set intentions and visualize desired outcomes, they become more attuned to their goals and aspirations. And then number three, positive relationships. Affirmative prayers, emphasis on love, harmony, and goodwill can contribute to healthier and more positive relationships with others. Thank you, ChatGPT. Moving on from artificial intelligence or AI, I also, in my research, like to see what, you know, noted experts might have to say about a topic. And so one expert on prayer I wanted to consider was our master teacher, Jesus. And so I went to the Bible, not ChatGPT, and looked up this idea of what did Jesus have to say about prayer. And I'm suspecting you may have heard this, but in the Gospel of Matthew, specifically chapter 6, Jesus was asked by his disciples, how should we pray? How do we do this stuff about prayer? And most of us, I suspect, know this response as what we typically do as the Our Father. The Our Father. We sang that here just a little bit ago. In full transparency, at the risk of potentially being a bit controversial, I am not a fan of the Our Father. And when I'm with staff, we're talking about music, I share that point of view and respectfully, lovingly. And so, but I specifically went to Lori today and I said, Lori, could we play do the Our Father? And she looked at me if I'd lost my mind. I said, it's part of my lesson. So, and there's a point here. There is a point here. My own personal reaction to Our Father, it triggers some of my past Catholic stuff. It's a little bit patriarchal, a little bit beseeching. It just doesn't quite align with my understanding of unity theology. That said, I want to share with you today the origins of the Our Father. And again, it came from Jesus in the book of Matthew, also cited in the book of Luke as well. And specifically, I want to reference this idea that what we think about, what we know as Our Father, is actually a translation of Aramaic to Greek to English. Aramaic, Greek, English. The translation I'm going to share with you today is Aramaic to English. And I believe there is a profound difference as you listen to these words. And when I heard these words, when I discovered this particular translation, probably a few years ago, it shifted my relationship with the Our Father. Still not a fan. And these words that I'm going to share with you, that we are going to share with you. Are you wondering about the second stool up here? Julie Franzel Nelson. I have invited who co-leads our prayer chaplain ministry with our beloved Margie Black. I've asked her to share some stuff with me today, so come on up. So as we move into this...
I didn't know how short I was.
Got to do a walkthrough. So seriously, as you hear these words, I just invite you to take them in. Let's just let them wash over you.
Our Father in heaven.
Divine presence who is everywhere. You birth all things in unity. You are one light, breath and energy within all. You've given life.
Hallowed be your name.
We clear holy space around your name within. Let it be the center on which our life turns.
Your kingdom come.
With our natural vibration raising your tone, we awaken the world to its higher consciousness of oneness and love as our arms reach out to embrace all your creation.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As we find your love in ours, you awaken a divine cooperation within. From many selves, one voice, one will moving in harmony with yours as stars and planets dance through the sky.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Grow through us this moment's bread and insight.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
You might not be, but
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
Loose the cords of mistakes binding us. As we release the strands we hold of others' guilt.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Do not let the surface things of this life take us away from our purpose, but keep us present to help needed now.
For yours is the kingdom and the power forever. Amen.
With our consciousness raised through love, you raise up every peaceful intuition and all power to do. May this inner truth be the ground from which all our actions grow. Amen. The next time you hear or sing or pray the Our Father, I invite you to allow this translation to resonate through you. Bring those words back to mind. I promise you there is a deeper meaning than what we typically think of in the traditional Our Father. So we're moving from how Jesus taught us to pray in a general sense to a very personal example of prayer. And so in that this month is all about prayer and affirmative prayer, I've invited Julie, if she would be willing, to demonstrate affirmative prayer with me. Willing to do that?
I'd be happy to.
And so if you've never prayed with our prayer chaplain in our sanctuary or virtually or whatever it might be, encourage you, check it out. It's really a powerful thing. And so just as I would approach a prayer chaplain in our sanctuary, and so just as I would approach any prayer chaplain here, they would basically say, you know.
It's all right. It's all good. Thank you. I think I'm on.
I think you're on. You were on even though you weren't on. So, Julie, I'd really like some prayer with you today.
Reverend Kevin, tell me what you would like to take to prayer.
I've been in this business partnership relationship situation with some real estate, and it's gone very, very difficult, gone south. It's been extremely stressful, financially, physically challenging, emotionally challenging, and I am dealing with lots of anger and resentment, so I know there's some forgiveness work that I'm looking to do. I am angry with myself for having anger and resentment.
Let's take this to prayer.
Okay. And I want, on the forgiveness piece, I do sincerely wish my former partner in this endeavor, wish him well, and I know there's some forgiveness with him specifically, and I want a right and perfect outcome on this sale.
Okay. I invite you to close your eyes as you and I sit here, connected with each other, connected with spirit, and just take a breath as we're just here and now. Thank you, God. Thank you for this honor to pray with Kevin. Thank you for the courage for both of us to pray aloud. We affirm that you are always spirit there for Reverend Kevin, wanting only his highest good. We know that all he needs is within. We thank you for this chance for him to take a deep breath and let go. Let go of what he feels the outcome should be, knowing that spirit is there, divinely guiding, loving, letting him to do the same. to let go of any anger, any bitterness, and just know that he is being guided, being led to do just as he should. It's already within to let go of any of the bitterness, knowing the right and perfect outcome is right there for you. We let go of this business partner and wish him well. For whatever transpired with this person was his path and does not need to be yours. Thank you, God. Thank you for all that you supply to us. These lessons, these opportunities. We release our prayer. And as we do, we strive to release all that anxiousness around this situation, knowing indeed all is well. So we release with gratitude and with joy. Thank you, God. Amen. Welcome. Okay. I have to get down.
So just as in the past, when I prayed with a chaplain, my heart is deeply touched, and I feel lighter right now because this situation is very live for me, current state, and so I feel a greater sense of peace. So thank you, Julie, for that. I ask you to hold this vision of a sold property very soon, and I will let you know that you have a vested interest in this situation because I have promised half of the profits to our all-in campaign. And I debated sharing this today from here, but I said, no, I want the support of this community to hold that vision of a profitable and quick sale. So hold that if you would. In closing, I want to offer some general guidance on affirmative prayer. Hear this loud and clear. Hear this loud and clear. All prayer is valid. All prayer is valid. And we within Unity lean into affirmative prayer for all the benefits and all the reasons ChatGPT identified it. And so the good news with prayer is you can't mess it up. You can't mess it up. There are two key points that I want to share, though, is first and foremost is simply a willingness and a desire to connect with the divine. Connect with the divine, God, source, however you identify or however you call that. And the second requirement is needing to take the time and in some of the silence. In some of the silence. And so a couple practical suggestions is make sure to have a dedicated time and place for prayer. Be practical. Find something that works for you. Create a habit about prayer. Choose a prayer method that works for you. There's all sorts of resources out there, all sorts of methods that could be helpful. So have almost an attitude of experimentation. My prayer practice has changed over the years, and so just find prayer and prayer practice and meditation practice that works for you. The important thing is just opening to the presence and sometimes just sitting in the woods, sitting in nature. I know some of you know this, is just the most perfect way to pray and be still. And again, most important, remember you can't goof this up. So, your assignment this week, should you choose to accept it, is take a look at and reflect on your own individual prayer practice. Now, if you're thinking to yourself, what prayer practice? That might be something worth looking at. No judgment. And even ask some questions. How consistent are you with that? What practices are you using? How much time do you spend in prayer and or the silence? And look for some potential ways to enhance how you go to prayer. I promise it will be a benefit to you. In closing, I want to cite a Unity minister and author, Evan Devenport. She tells us that prayer is creative thinking that heightens the connection with God mind and therefore brings forth wisdom, healing, prosperity, and everything good. Brings forth wisdom, healing, prosperity, and everything good. Wishing us all that and so much more as we pray and as we move towards the manifestation of our dreams. So it is.
The sun is shining, but not on me. Another lonely day. What's the use of making plans if nothing's gonna go my way? But there's a voice down deep inside me telling me what to say. Don't you know that you can do anything? You can take anything and make it your own.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that you can do anything? And you don't have to do it alone. You can do anything. You can do it. You can do anything. Girl I was, and I was sure and strong. When everything was easier, and I could do no wrong. If I could only believe in myself, I know I could find a way. Don't you know that you can do anything? You can take anything and make it your own.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that you can do anything? And you don't have to do it alone.
Don't have to do
sorry
it.
Tears. You don't have to do it alone.
Don't have to do it.
Don't you know that you can do anything? You can take anything and make it your own.
Don't you know?
Don't you know that you can do anything? And you don't have to do it alone. You can do anything. You can do it. You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do anything. You can do it. You can do anything. Whatever calls to you. You can do anything. You can do it. You can do anything.
Oh.
Great music this morning. Thank you. And Reverend Kevin, you're an excellent closer. You're an excellent closer. Thank you. And Julie Franco Nelson, thank you so much for participating as well. You know, we minister not only within these walls, but we as a congregation, because of you, we minister also outside of these walls. And I want to share just with you just a few things that we've done this year. In January, we sponsored Cookie Cart right out here in this lobby. It was absolutely phenomenal. That's a North Minneapolis business. It was absolutely wonderful. You supported them. We made a financial donation to them as well. Also in February, we did Unity in the Community. In March, we did Pack the Pews. That was the prison food drive. Did you know you collected almost 1,000 pounds of food to give to Pack the Pews? In April, we did Feed My Starving Children. That's a beautiful program. And almost 25 of you went and helped pack food for Feed My Starving Children. We also made a financial donation to them as well. In May, we had a book drive for Noble Elementary that we partnership with, and we collected almost 200 books, new books, that we gave to children at Noble Elementary School. And then just July and August, we did the Prism Backpack Drive. We made backpacks to them. We also made financial contributions to them. I want to tell you, we did this because of you, and we are most appreciative. You know, we do ministry here because of you. We have staff here because of you. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, our contributions. And I want this morning for you to acknowledge yourselves for what you are doing, not only inside this community, but outside of this community as well. Let's appreciate ourselves, okay? Yes. That feels so good to me. It is so much fun to be out in the community, and people know about Unity Minneapolis. This coming Labor Day, we're going to expect hundreds of people through Circulation Day. That's because of you. That's because of you. Thank you. Also, Open Streets coming up. That's because of you. So many things are happening because of your generosity that we can do here. Also, we have a group in our sanctuary today that I want to acknowledge. Our Unitines are in our sanctuary today. Would you guys stand, and the sponsors too? Would you do that? Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It feels so good. It feels so good to be a part of this community. And I'm going to invite you this morning to support this community. Support it with your prayers, also with your thoughts, and also financially. So I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth as we prepare to receive our love offerings. The affirmation is found in your order of service. It's an affirmative prayer. Let us affirm this together. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And now silently. Thank you, God. Amen. Thank you. So as our ushers come forth, let's just take a moment and bless these gifts. We bless these gifts. We bless all the gifts that's been received this week in the mail, electronically. And we give thanks that these gifts go forward to truly fulfill our vision and our mission of a transformed world. So we are indeed grateful, grateful. And together we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. I'm going to invite our on-duty Unity prayer chaplains to please stand. These individuals arrived early. They held sacred space in this sanctuary. They're here to hold that sacred space with you, to listen with the ears of their heart, to pray aloud with you, and then to hold what they have heard in the strictest of confidence. So today, if you have a prayer request, by all means, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Remain standing just for a moment. If you're a Unity prayer chaplain and you're not on duty today and you're in the sanctuary, would you please stand? We have about 20 Unity prayer chaplains, and they hold and help hold the foundation of this community. May we appreciate our prayer chaplains. Thank you, and please be seated. I am so excited about next week. Are you, Lori?
It's very nice to not have Mike in front of me. I feel like I'm just doing one job at a time over there today.
I can relate to feeling like one job at a time.
Super duper. Mm-hmm. September's coming up. This is the, 12th year of the September Music Series, I believe. We're going back to the Beatles, which is where we started from.
Yes!
And we're talking about dreams this year, so I'm like, oh my gosh, Beatles dreams, how can I thread this needle? So I did a whole bunch of research. Oh, I'm feeding back. Well, maybe it's us standing too close together.
Maybe it is.
When you think about the Beatles, they were together less than 8 years. They only toured for 3 years. And they were, Paul McCartney wrote two famous songs when he was 15 and 16. He wrote When I'm 64. Incredible. They just were like, wow, they believed in doing it. So the first week, we're going to look at, like, you look at your support system. You have a dream and you go, oh, that's cool. We can write a tune together, right? The second week, you think about inspiration, childhood dreams. Wow, things that you've gone, that was just magical. You write about that. The third week, you go inside and you kind of figure it out, like, oh, like, meditating. There's so many, I'm trying to choose the shortest little description.
I understand,
description,
I understand.
And I guess that's just it.
That's it.
So you
I
look
understand.
Inside, like, how do I feel? Yeah. Where do I find myself? And peace and quiet and connect. And the last week is about what do we do to affect change, like revolution and come together. You know, revolution, the last line is it's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right at the end, right? Yeah. Wow, this is crazy. I'm like Reader's Digest, like flailing through the pages.
Yeah, I know.
But it's Beatles all month. All the hymns are going to be
month.
Beatles tunes and special music, so 24 different tunes. We look forward to having you here. We're going to have a whole bunch of guests coming in. Judy, Rachel, Jordan Hedlund, Dane Stauffer, Connie Evenson is going to be here that month. So look forward to that. We'll have all the PR out this week. And hey, thanks for inviting me to do it again.
Oh, my goodness. Every September, I want to keep my job. That's why I invite you every September. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it's so much fun, Lori. You know, if those of you that don't know, she follows us about 11 months out of the year. And then the ministers follow the music team. So we build our lessons around the themes that she gives us. And so I'm so excited about that first Sunday already. I love you, yeah.
And All You Need Is Love is the overall theme. That was requested by the BBC that the Beatles appear in 1967. They did their first international satellite broadcast live. And they had countries like bring forth, what is your thing you're known for? Like tulips in Holland and all these things. And they, for Great Britain, they said, you know what, the Beatles. So John Lennon wrote, All You Need Is Love, because it was reaching worldwide. And that's how it came about. The next week, Strawberry Fields, is that what we think? John Lennon played in the gardens at Strawberry Field, which was a Salvation Army children's home, with his Aunt Mimi when he was little. So there's going to be a lot of, like, facts uncovered. And all you need is love.
And we're going to tie all of this metaphysically together, believe me, okay? And we're also going to bring in the teachings of Charles Fillmore, and we will also bring in other New Thought authors as well. And we will see not only how the music has affected our lives, but the hidden teachings and the hidden nuggets within it. You don't want to miss it. And then the second Sunday is Picnic Sunday.
That's right, on the patio.
On the patio, and you get to dress like hippies. Did you know that? You get to dress like hippies. We're going to have a hippie Sunday here, so you want to be part of that. Oh, my goodness. Well, Laurie, it's about 3:30 in the afternoon, so let's move on along. Let's move along. Let's appreciate Laurie and our music team. You know, if you clap this much for just the previews, can you imagine what's going to happen when you get to the movie in the full length? You don't want to miss a single Sunday. Spread the word. We have a youth department here. It is active. It is alive. We have a youth director. We have volunteers, all because of you. Let's bring them in. Okay, I invite you to stand. Let's bring these kids in.
With Phineas, and it's his first birthday today. Pretty darn sweet. We had a great time in youth and family ministry. We talked about feelings and how God is in feelings too, and that's helping guide us and direct us. And Unitines got to be with you all today, so that is very cool. Our community picnic is coming up soon on September 10th. We have a bouncy house rented, so it's going to be a great time for everyone. And we've got some science experiments going to be happening, so please don't miss it. That's fun for the whole family. We hope that you'll come. And if you want to help with the kids' stuff, come see me, because we'd love to have you that day. Thank you, everyone.
Let's appreciate our volunteer teachers. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're glad you're with us. Please stay for coffee and tea in Friendship Hall. And by all means, speak to our guests, speak to someone you don't know. It could change your life. It could change your life. So let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
all seasons. Love every moment. Light shines wherever we are. Faith in the darkness. Hope in the silence. Joy, sweet joy in our
hearts. Whoa, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every day is a choice to show
Babadoo day, Babadoo, Babadoo day.